Thanks for tuning in for this podcast of Faith in Action presented by Catholic Radio Indy. If this programming is of value to you, please consider making a financial donation to support our efforts in producing these offerings. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. And now, here's Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Good to be with you in the new year here.
In the new year. Wow.
Just about.
It seems like a new year. We just got used to writing 18 and now 19 just doesn't look right yet.
Right. Well, I'm still like 1978. I'm still writing my papers as like a kid or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, if you're looking for a simple, easy New Year's resolution that we can help you keep, let me throw this out for you. Catholic Radio Indy is listener supported. And if you can help us with a monthly gift, that would be a New Year's resolution that you could keep all year long. Now, it's really easy to do. You can do it with a phone call to us here at the station. Our number is 317-870-8400, or you can do it on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. There's a little click to donate button there. And if you could do a monthly donation, we can set that up absolutely automatically. It can be done by a credit or debit card. So all you have to do is say, yeah, I'd like to do that. I'm going to make that my New Year's resolution to do that. You do it one time, and it'll automatically happen every month if you do it by credit or debit card. Or if you would rather do it by check, we can certainly help you there as well. We've got a little reminder booklet that we can send out so that, like Mother Angelica always said, put us between your heat or utilities and light bill or whatever. And then every month as you pay your bills, you'll encounter a little reminder of how important it is to support Catholic Radio. So maybe that's the New Year's resolution that you're looking for. Maybe that's the one that you can make and keep. It's really easy to do by supporting Catholic Radio Indy. If you're already a supporter, hey, thank you very much. If you want to step up and join our family of supporters, we need you. You can do it easily with a phone call or a visit to our website.
Yeah, and what a great way to start the new year to help people get to know our Lord and Savior that much better. You know, I mean, we're in the Christmas season. So, hey, you know, New Year's resolution / Christmas season will help people get to know Jesus. Well, you know, we have a really exciting guest today, and I can't wait to introduce her and talk about this. Just before we got started, I said that I hadn't actually met anyone that did this before. But my guest is Liz Escoffery. I'm going to give her three titles. She is a childbirth educator. She is a birth boot camp instructor. And she's also founder of Indy Fertility Care. So welcome to Faith in Action, Liz.
Thank you so much. Good to be with both of you.
And, okay, what is a childbirth educator? And we're talking a Catholic childbirth educator and kind of bringing in the spirituality aspect of it. But what is that? And what do you do in that role?
Yeah, great question. So I am walking alongside couples as they prepare for the birth of their child, giving them the practical tools they need, the kind of social and connections that they might need in their community, and then also, ideally, also the spiritual components of preparing for what can be a truly life-changing event of having a baby or a new baby in their family.
Right, for everybody involved, right? The mm-hmm. new baby, of course. And then if they're siblings, and then the parents. So what is Indy Fertility Care? What's that?
Yeah, so that is my business, and it began now about 5.5 years ago, mainly as teaching couples natural family planning, the Creighton okay. model specifically. And then about a year ago, I added the childbirth education because I was finding that quite a few of these couples, I wouldn't see them during their pregnancies because that just wasn't something I covered or addressed mm-hmm. very much. I was mainly on the other side of things. Mm-hmm. And then they'd come back and say, you know, my birth didn't go how I was hoping it would, or I didn't feel prepared, or I wish I had taken your suggestion to go take a class. And I was getting a lot of that feedback. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if someone that couple was already comfortable with like myself, was able to provide that education and that support. So I went and sought out the training so I could bring that into the work I'm already doing and offer group classes, and then I also offer some private classes.
Okay, so kind of I'm thinking like as a continuum, you've got the NFP, which is, you know, how to conceive or not conceive in the Catholic way, I guess, right? And then the next phase would be, you know, we're going to have a baby. What do we need to do to prepare for that? And then that's kind of phase two of how you can help people out.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of answers on the internet. However, you have to filter through those, right?
Like a lot of things on the internet.
Dr. Google doesn't know everything. And as great as appointments with your provider are, they're short. And a lot of times they can't go into as in depth into the answers as you might like. So I can provide that additional time and additional space and even a little bit of hand holding as needed during some maybe scarier times or just times that are a little filled with uncertainty. We also know there's some sad parts about expecting a baby. Sometimes miscarriage happens or stillbirth, and being able to help couples through that as well if that might be a part of their experience. So we're ready for all of it. I'm ready to help, you know, help wherever they're at.
So what is your background, and how did you happen to feel God's call to get you into this kind of role? How'd you get here?
Well, I think the biggest piece of my background I could maybe share is that I'm married for about 6 years now, and I have three kiddos here on earth, one in heaven. So I think just as a wife and mother, that was my first dive into this, was just going through it myself and realizing, you know, how much there was I had to learn and how much support I needed to ask for too from other people. And then my professional experience, I have a master's degree in theology, and then I've done several certifications to be able to offer the health services that I do in light of my faith.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Liz Escoffery. She is a childbirth educator and owner and founder of Indy Fertility Care. So what's the first thing that you do with a couple like that wants to, I guess maybe talk about the class. The class that people can go to, because that would be like maybe one of the ways, right?
Sure, yeah. So a lot of times I'll talk with a couple when they're in their first or second trimester of pregnancy, or even when they just found out that they're pregnant. And I give them information about the class. The class I teach is a 10-week class, and we meet on Sunday afternoons for 2.5 hours for 10 weeks in a row.
So now, do you have one of those coming up?
I do.
In January sometime, or so, February?
Yeah, we're starting the weekend after the Super Bowl. Okay. Make sure everybody gets to go to their Super Bowl party. So February 10th.
Okay.
And then it will wrap up April 14th, which is the weekend before Easter. So really that fit quite nicely. And it's 3 to 5:30 every Sunday at Zionsville Physical Therapy office.
And how many people might typically be at one of these?
I like to have between about 3 and 5.
Okay, so it's not a huge crowd. It's not an auditorium or a lecture as such.
It's pretty comfy. They get to know each other well.
Good. And is it both the husband and wife? Is it always both the husband and wife, or is it just maybe one or the other, or just based on schedules, or what do you normally see?
Yeah, ideally both husband and wife would come. And you know, there's also one of the classes I teach, it's class 6. I also like to invite anyone else who's going to be at the birth. Mm-hmm. So maybe mom or a sister or a friend might be present for the birth. They get to come to one of the classes as well to help learn about their own role in the birth.
Now, when you're talking about birth, you're talking about a typical hospital birth or home birth or?
So it really varies. A lot of the people I work with are choosing to have their baby in the hospital, although certainly my classes would also work for those who are giving birth at home or who want to give birth at a birth center. There's a couple different options, and we go through all those options because some couples aren't sure yet what they're going to choose.
So what happens in the class? I mean, what are some of the maybe the topics that you cover in that particular class that you're going to be having coming up?
Yeah, so there's a lot that we cover. We talk about nutrition in pregnancy for a healthy pregnancy, exercises the women can be doing. We talk about what's normal and common, typical progression in a labor. We watch some birth videos because more than likely the couple has never been at another birth except for their own. That's the first one they're going to go to, right? And so they need to see one before it's them.
Mm-hmm.
We practice relaxation. We do a lot of things related to comfort measures, teaching dad how to give mom a little massage on different parts of her body. We definitely have some professionals that come in, like a doula, which is a labor coach, a chiropractor, somebody who's a professional in breastfeeding. So I do have some guest speakers come as well to cover some of those topics that involve a little more expertise.
Mm-hmm. And so what about the spiritual aspect? Like what, talk about that component of it and how that is involved.
Yeah, so these classes are definitely open to everyone, but mm-hmm. you know, in light of being a Catholic, I love to talk about when I share little bits of my own births, I love to bring in how it is that our Catholic faith influenced me in the course of my birth. So just to think of one example I'd like to share is that, you know, I mean, labor can be hard. Labor can involve a lot of pain, but we know that suffering and pain can actually be redemptive. So in each of my births, I've chosen a particular intention, a particular person that needed prayers. The birth of my daughter, Jennifer, I had just heard down the street from me, unfortunately, a little two-year-old boy had discovered a gun in his house and had accidentally taken his life with it. And I'd found that just a day or two before I began going into labor. And so I offered my labor up for that family. And you can choose who you offer that those some of those labor pains for or discomforts in pregnancy and really make it a prayer and invite our Lord into your birth.
Yeah, because if you're going to suffer, you know, you might as well, you know, make it more purposeful, you know, and I think it really helps kind of get through that too. Was that what you found?
Yeah, and I think some people will even choose multiple intentions. So for each contraction, they might offer it up for a person in their family, an intention, a cause, something that's near and dear to their heart. And it does, yeah, I think bring something valuable to it. Or maybe they're even just offering the prayer for that child. Another small example I think is, you know, maybe creating a litany of the saints. So while you're in labor, and maybe during your pregnancy as well, there's particular saints who you have praying for you. And I think that's something uniquely that we can do as Catholics. And there's a lot of great patron saints of birth, of different people. People's families have particular devotions. Maybe the saint your child's going to be named after could be a patron of your pregnancy.
That's a great idea. We're going to need to take a break. But before we do, could you give us, just in case someone's listening and they want to look up your information, could you give us your webpage before we take a break?
Sure. It's Indy Fertility Care. That's INDY fertilitycare.com.
And can they register there yet?
They can definitely schedule a time to talk with me. That's kind of how I start, is a 15-minute call to start with.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's good information to have. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can enter more fully into the life-changing event of pregnancy and birth as a Catholic. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Wow, it really adds up. Remember that can of beans you bought at Kroger's, and the loaf of bread, and the bag of apples, and the ice cream? Well, if you'd registered your Kroger Plus card and chosen Catholic Radio Indy as your charity, we'd get a percentage of almost everything you buy. So far, in just a few months, we've gotten over $300. If you haven't registered your Kroger Plus card yet, it's really easy, and you only have to do it once. Just go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and click on the Kroger logo to get started. Once you do, every time you shop at any Kroger anywhere, Catholic Radio will get a percentage of almost everything you purchase. It costs you nothing, it costs us nothing, and every penny stays right here in Central Indiana to help keep this radio station on the air. So why not get started? Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and click on the Kroger logo. It only takes a minute to register your Kroger Plus card. This is Catholic Radio Indy. We couldn't do it without your support. This station is listener-supported. If you're one of our regular donors, thank you very much. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, visit CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This is Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and my guest today is Liz Escoffery. She is a birth boot camp instructor and founder of Indie Fertility Care. And let's talk a little bit about what are some of the common needs of first-time parents, and how do you go about addressing those?
I think we often realize during a big life-changing moment like this that we really do live in a pretty individualistic society.
No doubt.
Unfortunately.
True.
So a lot of what we need is encouragement from other people that have done this before. We need encouragement from other couples that are going through this, and also just resources and some good information. So I think those are some of the biggest needs that that I try to provide my couples.
In your classes, you're instructing people how things will be and how they should be and how to maybe do them best. But what are some of the misconceptions that people come into the class with? When you tell them this, you say, oh, I always thought it was some other way.
Yeah. I think often they're surprised by how many variations of birth there can be. That someone can have a very quick birth, that someone can have a very long birth, that there can be just different medical things mm-hmm. that can come mm-hmm. up that you might not have learned about because...
Where do you learn that?
Exactly. and then also, I think especially dads are surprised by what an active role they're going to be asked to play, that they don't just get to sit and watch, that they have to participate, or that they should. They have the opportunity to really love their wife well by participating.
Yeah, in all the old movies, the husband would be in the waiting room patiently or impatiently pacing the floor, waiting until the doctor or nurse would come in and say, it's a boy or a girl. It's not that way so much anymore, huh?
In about 40, 50 years ago, yes, that was very, very common. And now pretty much every mom I've talked to wants her husband there to support her, and maybe a few other people too.
So how do you go about incorporating the dads?
Yeah, so they get the opportunity to attend every class to do the homework, mm-hmm. which is doing some reading, practicing for labor. I have them also get a little bit, I don't want to call it pampering, but they get a reverse roles where the mom gets a chance to give the dad a little bit of a massage like she would like. So that they can really learn, oh, okay, that did feel good. Okay, so that's what you mean when you say a little bit more pressure, or that's, that is more comfortable. So they get kind of the real experience of it too.
It seems like some of the things that you're talking about, getting people's expectations in line with reality before they get there to have the baby. And, right after too, because I think, whether it's a movie or just our own imagination, we come up with what it's going to be like. And I mean, I can honestly say I wasn't anything like that when I was, we had like the CD player and all. It's like, we don't have time for that, I'm paying, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we think about what I was thinking, my husband and I, what we did with the first child versus like future kids. So do you find there's a kind of a disconnect between maybe what people have an idea of and maybe what you're kind of sharing with them in terms of preparation?
Yeah, Hollywood's very misleading,
No
Most
doubt.
Most births depicted there are done in 5 minutes, and that's really not what mm-hmm. it looks like. But I think one of the biggest things dads can do is have a smile on their face, a few encouraging things they could say to mom, like, you're doing a great job. Wow, we're so close to meeting our baby. Those are the kinds of things that she really needs to hear. And she can even have a say in what some of those things are. So the class is an opportunity for them to really do some planning and some planning for, okay, so in those first weeks, who's going to do the diapers? Who's going to, when we have people visit us to bring meals, who's going to greet them? Those sorts of things can be discussed now before you're in the middle of it.
I mean, that makes so much sense. I mean, I didn't do that. Of course, Jim, did you do that?
Well, on my last child, the first two were pretty much like I was describing from the old movie.
The waiting room.
Oh, yeah. And wonder what's taken so long.
And there will be hands-on training. Some things you just can't know until you're there, right?
Yeah, with our last child, the doctor kind of threw me a gown and said, here, put this on and come on in here.
Wow.
I wasn't sure, but I did go.
And we talk about, you know, about not everybody listening to this program is, you know, expecting a baby, but I'm sure many people listening know somebody who is going to be having a baby. How can people support those maybe in their family or friends that are expecting a baby? They're not, but how can they support them? What kind of things can you offer them? Here's your opportunity.
Yeah, I think some reassurance. You know, you're going to be a great parent, you know, giving them opportunities to maybe have a date night every once in a while once baby comes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of win-win because I know so many people who would like to spend time with kids. And so this is a chance to get to offer those new parents a chance to take a little bit of a break, bringing a meal. And even when you're out and about and maybe you see a mom or a dad, you know, trying to deal with a tantrum, I just think of this morning, I just saw a mom and she was kind of trying to help her 2-year-old along and she was on the floor, the kiddo was. And I just said, you're doing a great job, mom, you know? And sometimes that is so encouraging to hear. Or even just, oh, can I help you carry those bags to your car? If it's someone who looks compassionate and kind, you know, gosh, I am always willing to accept those offers now. So I think those are some of the things, too, that we can do. And also holding space for those people who are experiencing infertility. And we can really encourage and support couples that are going through that as well. And it's a big thing that I see with a lot of my clients as well, is experiencing infertility and how to go through that as well can be hard.
So you mentioned one of the things that you do also in your role is you do NFP, but, and in fact, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Liz Escoffery. She is a childbirth educator, and NFP is natural family planning. A lot of people may have heard that. They may not know what it is, but could you tell just briefly what it is, and then how is it different after you've had maybe your first child, or is it different after you've had your first child?
Yeah, so natural family planning is a way to know when the woman is naturally fertile and infertile by determining some of the biomarkers in her cycle, some of the signs that our body produces, because the woman is not fertile 100% of the time. It's really just a short time each cycle. And so by learning about that, you're able to then decide, hey, is this a good time to bring a child into our family, or might this be a time that we abstain from intercourse and take a little break and nourish our marriage in other ways. And so after having a baby, for a lot of women who are breastfeeding, they have a delay in their cycles returning. Mm-hmm. In a way that is a natural way that our bodies kind of space another pregnancy. But we do need to be on the lookout for those signs. One of the big ones we track is cervical mucus. And when that begins to come back, pretty likely we'll be ovulating soon. And there might be that other new opportunity to decide, hey, are we wanting to have another child, or might this not be a good time? We want to space a future pregnancy. So it is a time that's really important to work with whoever taught you, or work with an instructor like myself who can guide you through the instructions during this time when you're not in cycles yet, so that you can have confidence and so that you can use it effectively.
So that's actually something else that you do in terms of you offer these classes that, you know, could be a class, or you can do individual one-on-one. And what other things could you help someone with, or maybe what are some of the other ways that you've helped people just one-on-one if they've been through your class, but they just want some extra advice or support? What kinds of things have you done in that way when it's like one-on-one?
Yeah, so the consultations, especially for natural family planning, those are done privately, and that can be assistance with navigating cycles, navigating health issues. I do work with some single women who want an answer other than birth control for mm-hmm. their painful cycle issues, infertility, recurrent miscarriage, and then also with private classes, if someone's planning a birth, maybe they've already taken a full childbirth class, but they're having baby 2 or 3 or 4, I can come to their home and have a little bit of a practice for that birth. So those are done privately.
So do you have some good stories about just things that people have gotten out of your class, or maybe a funny story, that just things that have really touched you since you've been doing this? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is still the birth part of it's still a little bit new. But I love getting, you know, a text message or a phone call from a client that there's one I'm thinking of in particular who, you know, gave me a call and wanted to tell me how their birth went. And hey, it was even easier the second time, you know, thank you for all your help. You know, just kind of that reiteration of, wow, isn't it amazing what our bodies can do? And isn't it amazing that, you know, that I, with God, this child came to be, you know? So I hear that enthusiasm and that amazement in my clients and my students' voices, and that's pretty neat to hear.
So in terms of people wanting to find out more information, are there other resources, you know, on your webpage? What can people find there in terms of finding out about the class or other resources? What can they find?
I wanted to mention a couple books because there's been a couple books that have come out recently that are really phenomenal. One of them is called Made for This, The Catholic Mom's Guide to Birth by Mary Hasseltine. That's just a beautiful resource, very much practical, but also theological reflection on birth and motherhood. And it's just beautiful. Big index in the back with all sorts of resources. And I really like that one. There's another book out there called A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy by Sarah Reinhardt, and that's a little more of like a devotional that you can do weekly through each week of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then the last one I just wanted to mention is a book called Grieving Together, A Catholic Couple's Journey Through Miscarriage by Laura and Franco Finucci, because we know being open to life also sometimes includes a lot of suffering for many couples. So I like to mention that one too, just for anyone going through that.
That's great. We have just a little bit of time left. If you could give the dates of and times of your class coming up and your webpage one more time.
Sure. So the class is on Sunday afternoons, February 10th through April 14th from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at Zionsville Physical Therapy. And then my website is indyfertilitycare.com. That's I-N-D-Y fertilitycare.com.
So what would you say to someone listening that might want to come, but just kind of maybe on the fence, like, I don't know if I want to do that. What encouragement would you offer them?
Yeah, I'd say if you're a little scared about your upcoming birth, most people are. Mm-hmm. And I think by taking a class, you'll be less scared and more excited. That my hope is by the end of the class, your fears have kind of transformed into true excitement about something that so many have done before us. So many women have given birth, and you can do this too.
That's a great word of encouragement. Well, my guest has been Liz Escoffery. She is a boot camp instructor for birth and founder of Indy Fertility Care. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.